Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The Match Ball.
Welcome to the show. It's brought to you in association with Levi Solicitors, who will offer you a 10% discount on your legal fees at levisolicitors.co.uk/thesquareball. Down here with Michael and Rob. Goodness me.
Goodness me. Bloody hell. That was sort of terrible, but
don't you feel alive?
Oh God, completely.
Yeah. Don't you feel alive?
Terrifying, yes.
Yeah.
Terrible, no. We won. That was good.
Yeah. And there was loads of goals.
Yeah.
We could have had seven.
Spent a couple of games just waiting for us to score, haven't we? And then what do you know it?
I feel like we've undersold Levi Solicitors, by the way.
Oh God, yeah, sorry.
Because they do, you know, prop this whole shambles up.
I thought you were going to say they do Will's probate and conveyancing.
As Stephen's just said, I think Levi's need to sort some sort of liability insurance for that goalkeeping calamitous. Well, he didn't have the perfect evening, did he, Melier? But, you know, fine, we won.
Yeah, I sort of blame him for a couple of... How many did they score?
Everything.
Three in the end they scored, didn't they? The one that was sort of in the middle of the net that I thought he could have saved, and then the last one positionally, I don't know. It seemed a bit iffy that someone can like loop a header from that distance.
Mm.
Feels a little bit lame.
God, it's a bloody good goal, but that. Really was a good finish.
Fine.
But I can say that because we won.
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely fine. We did deserve to win. We had by far the better chances, and we had chances at 4-2 as well, didn't we? Where, you know, being Leeds, you start thinking, oh, that's going to cost us. Is that when they get one back, you think, oh, we fucked it here. They're going to equalise because we should have made it 5-6 and we've dawdled on it and we've messed it all up. But it was all right.
Fine, because Junior Firpo is the defensive rock. Mm-hmm. I've always said we've needed that header right at the end. Beautiful. Well done,
on top of his assists.
Two assists.
Yeah. I enjoyed the second assist in particular when he was playing the false three in the number nine position. That was good.
He was good.
Mind you, he did save a really shit layoff from Pat Bamford that played him right. It was the right hospital ball, was that on it?
He was good everywhere, though, was Firpo. Because I know we often say, like, oh, he did some good attacking stuff, but defensively, but I thought he did well today.
Mm.
And they clearly targeted that side as well. I felt like it barely went down our right at all. It seemed to all be channeled down that side. You're going to point out that they scored a goal now from the other side, aren't you? I'm just trying to think.
I can't even process properly what's gone on there. It was just another night of Leeds United insanity. It was weird. I came into that game feeling quite relaxed about it. I don't know if it's the 9-day break that we've had because I've managed to sort of forget the other stuff that happened and get it out of my system a little bit.
Mm.
And then I thought, okay, let's try not to get too wound up coming into this and see what happens.
I was
relatively calm within myself until it got close then towards the end. When it went 4-3, all bets were off and I was hiding in the toilet. I just went and sat in the toilet. I didn't need the toilet.
I'm fairly certain it was when we went 2-1 in front, you said, I don't want to watch this anymore.
That may be
so,
true.
Yeah. But you know, you're so calm and zen about these things.
But I did do the graphic, which is a nice graphic for the match ball, which you can see if you're watching it on YouTube or afterwards. Yeah, so yeah, I did that. That kept me busy for a bit. Glanced at the game occasionally to see what was going on. But turns out we won and that's fine, isn't it?
It was fine. Their goals were lucky though. I'm not having any.
Are we writing them all down, putting them all down to bad luck?
First one, it bounces off Gruev, doesn't it? Happens to perfectly go through to him.
Should we talk about these in order that they happened in the game?
That is the first
one. Is that what we're doing?
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, good. I'm so professional.
Trying to get it back on track.
I love it, love it.
So that one was lucky. It wasn't a through ball.
Combination of deflections.
Just bounced to him. Latilath the second one.
But now this is not in order, is it? Because we then equalised.
I know. I'm just talking about their goals and stuff.
But that's confusing me because they didn't go three up and we pull it back to 4-3 like Coventry won yesterday.
I'm just quickly dismissing all their goals.
Right.
So the second one Melier should save, and then the third one Melier should save as well.
So all just pure luck.
Correct.
Fair enough. Correct. And that's a very reasonable, the sort of balanced opinion you tune in for.
XG of 0.88 they had.
Right.
Scored three goals, didn't they?
Mm.
Oh well.
What did we get? What was our XG?
It was 2.51.
Right, so fine, just desserts then. XG, great bunch of lads.
Yes, exactly. But no, it was good because we just got in the lead really quickly, didn't we? And it was like, oh, maybe this is going to actually be fine.
Well, from the last two games and me saying like it felt like you never quite knew. We didn't know where the next goal was going to come from, but that's how it felt. And then it turned out to just be quite easy in the end, wasn't it? Once we got sort of out of the blocks with the penalty, because I think it was important as well that we equalised quickly because otherwise it all would have got a bit leadsy again, potentially, wouldn't it? But I never felt the same sort of nerves or jeopardy today as I felt in the last couple of home games.
Once they went 1-0 up, I was thinking, oh yeah, Blackburn was our Wigan and this is our, like, Brentford, when we went to Brentford and lost. Mm. But yeah, to Georgie Rutter, great run. Feels like the first time in weeks we've seen him actually keep the ball and get past the defender and win the penalty off Bill Ayling's replacement.
Yeah, you can see why they needed to replace him, can't you? It was crap.
That loan signing, us sending Bill on loan there, has worked out well because he's getting a few assists against our rivals and then letting that absolute loser play right back against us.
Yeah, I think, was Georgie to blame for one of that? Was that the opening goal?
It was the second goal,
wasn't it?
It might have even been the first one as well. He was pissing about a bit, I think.
Nonto lost the ball for the first
goal. It was Nonto.
Foul.
Which I think that was a foul, actually.
Mm.
Yeah, he got a shove in the back. The ref
let a lot go, didn't he?
He let a lot go, but then he also gave probably half a dozen free kicks for pretty much exactly that. But
yeah,
fine, whatever. And, I think we can agree he was right to let some stuff go.
Yep, offsides, for example. Just
we've seen, haven't we, in the last day or two, how enforcing the offside rule can really ruin the vibe of football. So I think it was good that these people were just like, yeah, it's
not
funny.
Not quite as tight as the Coventry one, that was it.
It looked tight to me.
They should have got the lines out.
And Pat Bamford actually did a very good job on that.
Mm. Yeah, he was blocking the view across the line, wasn't he? So
he was.
So good running interference there by Patrick. Good stuff. So that was 1-1, the penalty. He kicked it dead hard into the net, following your advice. So that's been paying off. He's been listening.
Me and Rob both saw the keeper going the right way, though, and both had the same thought of like, oh no,
A couple of people texted me as well saying they thought that was going to get saved in that blink of an eye moment where the keeper reached for it.
Mm. Just a split second of heart in the mouth. Again, thinking, I know which way this goes.
I think it was crucially like curving away from the keeper, wasn't it? So he couldn't quite get to it. But when you see the trajectory of the ball on the keeper, you just think, God.
Yeah, and it was a nice-ish height for him in the sense that it was within his arm's reach. So their keeper finished. And
their keeper I don't think he was, I mean, blame Melier for the goals we conceded. Their keeper was awful score unless he got 3.7. On FOTMAP, which is the statistical thing.
Mm.
So I don't think he was particularly at fault from
out of 10.
That's out of 10.
Well, he's conceded four goals, though, and he's come up against a high XG, hasn't he?
I wouldn't look at any of them. Like, one's a penalty, which you can't really complain against. The Somerville one is fairly unsavable. The Bamford one's a little bit weird. And the Nonto one's a good finish, too, and very close in. So I don't see how he can really be blamed for any of them.
He was rubbish in our box, though, wasn't he?
Well, if you love him that much, why don't you just marry him? Hey,
I don't know. I didn't like him going up at the end.
Sick of it.
He had nothing to play for.
I didn't see that. I was hiding in the toilet at that point.
He went up on like 89 minutes, didn't he? It's ridiculous.
Calm down, Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
You have nothing to play for, eh? Just let us win.
And
for God's sake.
Johnny Howson shooting at the end as well on target.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's off brand, considering I said he was going to chuck one in for us.
He's a traitor. He hates Leeds.
We can laugh now, can't we, boys and girls? What happened after that then? So where are we now? Is that 1-1? Right. And we went 2-1 up. Bamford scored with his dick.
Something like...
Mm-hmm.
Upper thigh, twisty body, absolutely textbook finish.
Yeah,
just
great Firpo cross again. Mm-hmm. Don't know how they didn't catch him offside. I feel like they could have done it twice. I think Gray at one point was like, well, he's surely offside. But I think their defender was just chilling out. It was fine. But yeah, there was a bit where I was like, why isn't Bamford kicking this ball? And he's like, oh, it's gone in anyway. This is fine. Cool. Well done, Pat.
It felt like it took an age to go in as well, didn't you? He thought that's really swag across. So he's Pat Bamford's got. Oh, Pat, he scored.
It's how to generate power from your groin.
Speak for yourself, mate.
What are you doing? Hammering in nails with it?
Show you after this. Live Ibiza stage show coming up.
It was after that goal away and started singing Leeds Are Falling Apart Again, which, you know, it is always a good riposte to the home fans, but you do just think, lads.
18 minutes in. Yeah. 18 minutes in. Yeah. Christ's sake. And sure enough, it was not long after. Half an hour they equalised, didn't they?
Stupid football club. The more I think about it, the more preposterous it all is. Just the ultimately absurd football club. So they equalised, 30 minutes. What happened there again, remind me?
That was the one where Georgie lost it.
Right.
And they kicked it dead hard from the edge of the box. Melier, he got a fingertip on it, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
A bit unsighted.
He sort of cut across. He did sort of a bit of a tweak on the Somerville, didn't he, where he cut across but then shot back the other way rather than...
He actually goes into the middle third of the net, though, I would say, does that. It's not great. It ain't great. And Melier also gave me a heart attack in the second half.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
When he just allowed, I think it was Latte Laugh, to just close him down and then just try to kick it anyway. I mean, he won.
Surely he was just playing that off him to get the dead ball.
He did win as a goal kick, so it was a good strategy.
That was his intention.
But yeah, I didn't like Melier tonight, I have to say.
And that was
really, not really clear.
So that was 2-2.
I'm just very stressed.
That was 2-2. And then Willie scored number 3 9 minutes after Latte Laugh.
Mm-hmm.
What happened there, remind me?
That was Archie Gray running with it, wasn't it? Gave it to. He was actually passed was a bit behind Somerville, but Somerville did well to keep it on his kind of on his toes on the edge of the box, and then slotted a lovely little ball through to Willie, who was ran from deep and timed his run to perfection.
Mm. Yeah,
that was when Archie broke, and even though it was behind Somerville, we were all happy because we were shouting, "Don't pass it to Bamford on the break."
Don't tell them about that. This is why we don't live stream, because we'd be mean.
Well, no, Bamford had had a few moments that had it in that. First half where we'd broke and he'd done his typical Pat Bamford thing where he just really can't pick a pass. And it's that thing where...
The ball doesn't stick and that
you go
thing,
back to Bielsa's first or second season when everyone's going, because he was missing all those chances, people saying, let's play him as a number 10.
Mm.
And you watch moments like that and go, Jesus Christ, that's a terrible idea. But he did well getting out of the way and maybe drawing the defenders with him and blocking the lino's view of Nonto. So well done, Pat Bamford.
Yeah, he should have scored about a minute later, shouldn't he, as well? That one where it was put through.
I was trying to praise him, but you know.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Chris Gray is just saying in the comments of YouTube, Nonto goal was way off. That's for you, Coventry. Fuck VAR. Yeah. We've stuck it to the man tonight, haven't we? It's a victory for the whole of football.
I'm sure all the Coventry fans will be dancing in the streets.
Yeah.
Sure. Yes.
Cancel the misery, everybody. Because Leeds have righted a wrong.
We've needed a bit of luck, I feel.
I mean, if you're an
miles offside.
You're going to be well pissed off, aren't you, about that?
Yeah, it's an awful decision.
That makes up for the penalty we should have got against Sunderland.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
We deserved it, basically.
Yeah, so that's fine. As long as we can find justification, then football will understand, I think. So is that was 3-2, was it then, at half time?
Correct.
Right. And it all seemed to calm down a little bit in the second half, didn't it? For a bit.
Well, yeah, we're defending very deep, weren't we?
Which is why I concentrated on doing the graphic and stuff. It felt like a little bit more sedate and we let them have the ball. It's weird that whenever we've lost games this season, it's always when we've had majority possession, isn't it? But I think we've fared better when we're playing against teams who want to have it and want to attack us. Because it left us loads of chances to score.
It definitely helped that they actually tried to attack and not waste time because we've spent most of the previous two games waiting for people to take throw-ins and goal kicks. And this, it felt like the ball was in play. They were actually trying to push forward, which meant we could counter-attack. And it was a game of football, which it feels like we've not seen for a couple of weeks.
The start of that second half, Middlesbrough were kind of doing our failings from the previous weeks, where they had a load of the ball, but they were just kind of passing it between themselves in the centre circle quite slowly. And then even though they had all the ball for that first, 15, 20 minutes, they'd not actually had a single shot. And no. It was like, cool, if you want to do this, and then we'll go and score. This will be a nice, comfortable evening.
Mm. Right, so then we went 4-2 up, which felt more comfortable, didn't it, boys and girls?
Felt so comfortable.
That lovely was 4-2. I enjoyed that. That's why I was relaxed second half, Rob. It's only when they started buggering about for
when
the last
was that?
61 minutes, yeah. Chris Somerville, and I yelled in the build-up to that, score that goal, you do. And he did.
He did. He nearly scored it twice, didn't he?
He listened to you for the penalties and me for the second goal.
Mm. Well, that's what he does, isn't it, that goal?
Mm. That is
his routine. It's obviously really hard to defend against, because I'm sure people would stop him otherwise, because...
Magical insight on the Square Ball podcast.
It must be like the
Andy Hinchcliffe in the studio.
It must be like the 10th goal he scored like that this season. They're pretty much all that same goal, it feels like. Yeah. Now Hinchcliffe would have said the keeper should have saved it or something.
Yeah. Whatever didn't happen.
Should have showed him onto his left foot. That's what he should have done.
But at that point, if he does then go on his left foot and score, he should have probably showed him onto his right foot.
Done the other thing. So what happened between us going 4-2 up and them scoring in the 87th minute? That was 61 minutes and they scored after 87. So there's a 26-minute gap there. Somebody fill that gap for me.
A brief bit of comfort broke out where we had a decent lead and they, I don't think, had many big chances or anything in that period. Yeah. I think it was just, we brought on a load of subs for both teams and it felt like we were just seeing it out. Georgie did some nice bits.
I was going to say, one of my notes just says, sexy Georgie gets a kick in.
Mm. Yeah, well, actually, we've not even mentioned when he got twatted at half time and the ref was stood right in front of it and just looked at it and went,
attempted murder, wasn't it?
Half time. I'm just going to ignore what's happened in front of me. I mean, it wasn't a red card or anything, but it was a heavy, heavy challenge.
Yeah, he had a bit of a Jekyll and Hyde performance, did Ruta, as Joe is saying in the comments. Well, that's what he does, doesn't he? Hopefully over time he'll be able to iron out those like inconsistencies and the mad little bits of Georgie where you go, don't do it there.
The twisty turny trying to create a break is brilliant, but sometimes he does it quite near our box.
Yeah, just don't do it when you're at right back.
Yeah, that's when it's time to give it, just give it square sometimes, knock it back to a fullback, that kind of standard stuff. He did have a really nice turn and run and pass to Pat Bamford, didn't he, as well, where Bamford was offside.
He actually put it in as well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. We didn't get a replay of that. I think that was onside for definite.
And why do you think we didn't get the replay? Is it deep state conspiracy?
Well,
it makes you think, doesn't
simply
it?
Simply can't accept it.
What do the numbers say? And so on and so forth. Michael. So, that header was a little bit discombobulating. I didn't enjoy that when that went in. That was the point. I went, I'm not sticking around for this. I'm off for a walk.
It's just weird when that went in.
It wasn't fair, was it?
It felt like they were never going to create anything. And then from nowhere, there was just a really basic ball over the top, but not one that you thought you could even possibly score from. And he just flicked it and it was like, oh, all right.
Yeah, it was a good header. Rodon seemed to be like 5 yards behind the rest of the defence, I think, which was not helpful.
Mm.
What did happen in that injury time? Because I was sat in the... Because the toilets here, after a certain time, I think when office hours close, they're on a movement detector, aren't they? Like a sensor. And for whatever reason, they're set to go off after about 5 to 10 seconds, aren't they?
Yeah.
I didn't even need the toilet, but I just went and sat in one of the cubicles and I realised I was sat there in the dark.
There were sofas.
No, I realised afterwards, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just sitting on it.
Yeah. I went and sat on the sofa in the end. It was far more comfortable and lighter as well.
But why did you go to the toilet on it, etc.?
Yes. Got that the wrong way around, didn't I, boys and girls? Oh, goodness me.
This
club.
I think there were a few scary moments, weren't there, in the final minutes where it's just really crosses going in. There was one where Melier had a bit of a flap at it, but he did push it out to Rodon, which is when then he knocked it down the line to James, who seems to have burst a kidney or something. I'm not a medical man.
You've changed your tune.
Oh, no. No, I'm a kidney specialist. I think he said it's ribs. from that. But yeah, there was another one, the big Firpo header towards the end as well.
Yeah, they seemed to nearly equalise like a minute after they'd scored to make it 4-3, where I couldn't quite see what had happened. But yeah, that ended with Melier flapping at something, but I think he did get a touch. And he's just a very flappy man, isn't he, Melier? Mm. It was a bit like that on the crosses, but we got through it all together.
Our friend Wayne, the beaten generation, has just texted me and said the words, "I'm so tired." So it feels, doesn't it?
Tired, at
the
end of one of unable to sleep, I suspect.
Yeah.
When I get home.
Yeah.
I've just, my other notes from injury time are that, just to demonstrate the astonishing insight of Andy Hinchcliffe, when it was 93 minutes and we were holding on for in this must-win game, he said that Farker looked clearly worried.
Right, wow. That sort of insight.
She's not what you expect, is it?
No.
I'm surprised I thought he'd have a pina colada on the go.
Kicking back.
Just smoking a cigar.
Exactly. But from that, yeah, I think that was it. About the end of the game. And Archie Gray did well in injury time as well, actually. He ran upfield, didn't he, and won a corner and just killed a minute or two.
There are some big, hard-hitting questions in the comments here, actually, that go way beyond the sort of analysis that Hinchcliffe delivers. Hutchie's asking, are you going for orange squash there or flat Aldi Fanta, Michael?
It's Aldi orange squash, I think.
Yeah.
Product placement, there you go. Sun quench.
Nice.
It's all right. It's fine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whew, I drink loads when I'm stressed. I do like about 2 litres of it during a Leeds game.
Is that why you're a functioning alcoholic?
I'm just sitting.
You've not even diluted it, have you? Drinking it neat.
So, I watched the last 30 seconds to a minute or whatever, and it felt a bit stressful even then. I didn't like that.
Mm.
I saw the header by Kamara that you were referring to. Was it Kamara who did the header?
It was Firpo, I think.
Firpo. No, I'm sure Kamara did one as well. No, Kamara did the clearance. That's what they scooped the clearance away after the header. Yeah, it was all very, very stressful. I didn't enjoy that last 30 seconds. What was it like the previous 4.5 minutes of injury time? What did you feel like when you said 5 minutes?
I was annoyed at injury time in both halves because I feel like the two recent home games have not had as much added on and have had absolutely loads less in play time. But whatever, we won.
Yeah.
James tried to kill some more time by staying down. And I just presumed he was faking an injury, but at full time it looks like he probably has broken a rib or something. I don't know.
Just get it taken out.
Like Prince.
Like Prince, yeah. We all know why.
One way to celebrate promotion, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Well, with
long summer ahead. He's not got the Euros to go to, has he?
That's true, yeah. Need to pass the time.
Something to do.
Mm. So that puts us back into second with 2 games to play. What that does mean is that...
Got a new baby, so isn't it? So it's...
Yeah, that's going to be off the table, isn't it?
Something to do, isn't it?
Yeah, good point.
Just thinking.
That means that where Southampton are concerned, they have to win all three of their games now to pass us.
Mm-hmm. One's against us, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. But then they're now 6 points behind us, which would put them level with us on the points that we are at the minute. And then they'd have to beat us on the final day to go above us.
Okay.
Because a draw would not be enough. So
we want them to beat Leicester.
If they beat Leicester, then that opens up the trophy potentially and certainly makes it a bit better for the old two-way action, doesn't it?
Keeps options open, doesn't it?
I think we should just win our last 2 games and let everyone else bottle it.
Yeah.
Let them worry about it. Because I can't really think right now about what could, might or might not happen.
We've clawed this one back from what felt like the jaws of defeat in a sort of season-wide sense after that the Sunderland-Blackburn axis of evil.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose if you'd have looked at these games before and you'd have drawn... I suppose there were 2 home games, but if you'd have beaten Blackburn, draw at Borough, you kind of go, oh, well, that's all right, I suppose. There's a pair of results.
Mm.
We've just done it the stupid way. When we should have just beaten Blackburn, who, once again, were absolute shite this weekend, weren't they?
And that keeper can get in the bin.
Yeah,
I was quite pleased to see him suffering, though, actually, because he really upset me last week.
You mentioned during that, Rob, that I'd said... through the week about, which, you know, it feels like a little bit of an excuse sometimes when we say it's just the way that Leeds do things. It turns out it is.
Yeah.
It actually really is, isn't it?
I think over 100 years of it, it's not going to change. We're idiots for thinking it might change. You've just got to accept it and try and survive, basically.
I do feel like any of the top four have an argument for having a bit of a Leedsy season, though, in fairness, because they've all, at various points, looked in a very strong position. The points where Southampton have been there and you'd be like, oh, they're going to keep winning here. They've had a bad run of games. Leicester had already won it there somehow now. It's in the balance for them. Ipswich, the same. I guess they've managed to drop points when other people have. So everyone's bottled it, really. But also everyone's had a really good season because everyone's going to get like 90-odd points, aren't they?
Yeah, it's almost like the season just ebbs and flows, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think relegate an extra team and let all the top four go up.
Right, right.
Do away with the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems fair.
I think at one point when it showed the league table as well, I proposed them settling it on goal difference this year as well.
After 43 games, but now, just ending.
So well, 44 for us.
Of course, yes.
But this day in the calendar.
Yes.
Just knock it on the head. Well, there's only two to go in the regular season.
Thank God.
Yeah. And so we know, like I think it's the uncertainty that kills you, isn't it? It's not just the hope, it's the not knowing how it's going to end up after such a long drag. But now the finish line is finally properly in sight right there.
Please just be two games to go. I can cope with two games.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I've got four or five in me. Probably four.
I'd started to accept the playoffs this week.
You fool.
I think with it being a weekend off, you kind of go, yeah, come to terms with it. It's fine. We're not playing well, but you look around that the rest of the top six, and like, everyone's dropping points. But you know, if we're in the playoffs, it's fine. It's fine. Maybe we could win the playoffs. Maybe that'd be a good way to go up. Maybe it'd be fun. We've got to win them at some point, surely. If we keep playing endless seasons of football, we might at some point win a playoff. Why not this season? And then we win today, and you go, oh, it's back. It's back on.
But it is.
I know what I said about wanting to win the playoffs to myself. Earlier in the week.
It's much better to avoid them, isn't it?
I didn't mean it. God, yeah. Just for the expense. Train to London. Expensive business.
I was saying to someone today, like, I hate Wembley as well.
It's shit.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
Like, the acoustics in it are bad. The sound system's too good. It needs to be crackly and 80s and shit.
Mm.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want it to sound like a Coldplay concert.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And it's too loud and they'll pump music out.
It's got escalators in it.
Yeah, it's too comfortable and nice. Like, the view's really good everywhere. I just think, what a terrible place.
Yeah.
Right, let's go up Elland Road.
Yeah.
In our own comfortable dive of a stadium.
Shit all over the stadium. Yeah.
I have actually got a restricted view ticket for the Southampton game as well.
It's fine. Don't matter, does it?
Nah.
No.
Just
no.
In the comment you've put on screen there.
What about the, yeah. You want to see that? Just go
the,
and look
at it. The Leicester guy would definitely have a rib removed if he could. Which if you've only heard the audio, it's not as bad as if you've seen him. Christ, what an image.
Perlo's beard is disputing my factoid about Southampton being 6 points.
Yeah, I must admit, I was thinking that when you were saying
I think I'm just assuming we're going to beat QPR. That's what it is, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, they need, they potentially could get two wins and a draw and go above us, couldn't they?
Yeah.
Because of goal difference stuff.
But I'm assuming we're going to be fine.
No, I think our goal difference is better, isn't it? But there's too much to happen between now and then. Let's not worry about that.
Yeah, you're right. What Rob said is correct. We just need to win our
games. Let's worry about that on Tuesday night and Friday night and Saturday and probably Sunday and wherever else to spread these stupid fucking games into, just to drag out the torture.
Yeah, and not long till Friday comes around. We get to do all this again.
I'm pleased it's Friday, actually, this week.
Yeah, I am. I want to play first.
Yeah, and just I want it done.
Because we have quickly to win regardless, and I'd rather have that in front of us first and then put the ball in Ipswich's court on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. I also hope that that's...
So well done, Sky TV. Great bunch of lads. Love your commentators and love your proposal of potential podcast sponsorship for the start of the new season, which may or may not involve them paying us a fairly substantial amount of money.
Well...
But we're not sellouts.
If it materialises.
If Hinchcliffe can get money off him, I think we should.
That's a fair point.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, they continue to employ him, don't they? What an Anyway, back on Friday then, is it? What we got this week?
What do you mean?
Shows, propaganda. Oh, shows, Phil, yeah. We're going to speak to Phil.
Propaganda, we'll do that Wednesday, won't we, this week, because of this game being today, and the normal show, and then Phil at some point in there as well.
So is this definitely going to the last game then? My head's broken. And
yes.
Is that confirmed?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily have to. It depends what happens tomorrow night, so we'll know for sure.
We should have to really bottle it for it not to, wouldn't they? I don't know.
They don't play for... They don't play until 8 o'clock on Saturday, the day they Ipswich.
So hopefully we win Friday, they lose. It's a four-point gap. That would then mean that they would have to...
But they'd have a game in hand.
They'd
play Coventry on Tuesday.
But they'd have to win both their games to go above us because we've got a better goal difference.
Let's just see how it pans out.
Yep.
Just win on Friday, please.
Which would mean a draw on that. Oh, God, yeah. One game at a time. Get the goal, get the win, and now build on the win with another win. Is that what we're after?
Yeah. Just get enough points.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if we only get another 2 points this year, as long as it's enough.
That'll be awful.
Yeah.
That'll be awful.
People are really calm about that.
Yeah. Should we go ahead, just all calm down for a little bit, and we'll come back and do it all again on Friday, shall we? And see where it takes us.
Aye.
See you on Wednesday for propaganda and some other stuff. Thank you for joining us. Ta-ra.
The Match Ball.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.